Ray obviously can't be here today, and when I learnt that he was going to be the recipient of this award, I volunteered myself to say a few words, because Ray was a very important part of my early career, and he's been a very important part of Guide Dogs. And I actually can't think of an instructor in this country who I would recommend more highly for this award. I think it's I'm so pleased that this organisation has chosen to recognise Ray, because he's spent 52 years dedicated, and I do mean dedicated, to the training and placement of dog guides. And there are very, very few people in this modern age who are going to approach that in a career, no matter how much they push up the retirement age. The other thing I particularly admire about Ray is that for virtually his entire career, his focus was on the people that we serve, and that is an inspiration to me, and it's been an inspiration to others. So I'll be quartering the award itself, which is a lovely thing, and I know Ray will cherish it, although I may actually leave it on my mantelpiece for a little while. But those of you who've had the opportunity... one thing that occurred to me, Ray began in his career in 1962, and I don't know the numbers, but my guess is that every guide or dog guide handler in the country would have fitted in this room in 1962. It was probably a cohort of 40 or 50 people. That's probably what we're looking at. So there's been some fabulous growth, and Ray was part of that from the beginning. And the other thing I think we really need to be mindful of and respectful of is that those guys who were doing the work and your colleagues, those people who were using dog guides in those early days, are the ones who paved the way for the pretty good access we get with our dog guides today. Ray was the guy who was getting off the DC3 in Sydney with a trained guide dog, where people were going, "Wow, what is that?" People didn't know what it was, so they were blazing a trail, and we enjoy the benefits of their work. And I'd also say that some of the organisations, or all of our organisations, who rely on the generosity of the public, people like Ray and others, but Ray in particular, laid the goodwill that is flowing back to us to, in the form of funding that makes our work possible today. So I've got... I think we need to be very, very thankful of these guys who were the pioneers of our industry in this country. I just wanted to share one. Ray had and still does, have a particularly polished sense of humour. And in my early days, one of the things that we did was we would do a complete class under blindfold. So for me, that meant 4 weeks of being under blindfold and listening to Ray's jokes. Hard to know if that was the more challenging thing or actually working with the dog, but what I do remember, at that time I was a young fellow and overconfident and brash, and Ray had me positioned in one of the client bedrooms, and he was about to deliver my dog to me, and I knew the dog cohort, I'd trained some of them with his support, and he came in and asked me, "Well, what sort of dog do you think would suit you, and what have you got in mind?" And I'm, "Oh, yes, I think Ray, a big, strong male, that'd be the dog for me." And he, oh, yes, Paul. A few minutes later, he came in with a little black female that you could probably fit in a matchbox, and she just happened to be a pretty feisty thing, and I spent the next 4 weeks of the class absolutely getting stitched up by this little dog. And solo walks where I would I would manage to get completely bamboozled and find myself in a neighbourhood other than the one I was supposed to be in, needing to be rescued. And Ray, in many ways, is defined by his sense of humour, and I can assure you it's alive and working well. Ray also had a fabulous way, for those of you who worked with him, he had a fabulous way with people. And he had a fabulous way of quietly convincing people that of what they needed to do without demanding of them. And not terribly long ago, Ray was seeking a dog for a client that had a very, very demanding specification for a dog, and that was it had to be a small yellow female or nothing. And I had what I considered to be the perfect match for this client. And I rang Ray and said, Ray, I think I've got the perfect match for your client. There is a problem. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, Ray, it's not a female, it's a male. And he said, oh, that should be okay. I should be able to talk to the client, that'll be okay. And I said, oh, there's another little problem, Ray. And what's that for? I said, oh, it's not yellow, it's black. He said, oh, he's starting to get a bit concerned, but he said, I'll talk to the client, I'm sure it'll be okay. I said, just one other thing you should probably mention to the client is that it's not a small dog, it's actually quite a large dog. Ray, to his credit, took that specification to the client, convinced them to give the dog a go, and it's been a very, very successful time. So, look, I won't continue. Those of you who know Ray know what a fabulous person he's been for the industry. I'm so proud and so pleased that he was a really big part of my life, as he's been a big part of your life. And I know that he will actually treasure the award that's been bestowed on him tonight. So thank you for selecting Ray. You've made a very, very wise decision. Thanks.